First reading is from the book of Exodus, the 33rd chapter, verses 12 through 23. And Moses said to Yahuwah, "See, thou sayest to me, make this people come up, and thou hast not made known to me whom thou wilt send with me. And thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in mine eyes. And now, I pray, if I have found grace in thine eyes, make known to me, I pray, thy way, that I may know thee, because I have found grace in thine eyes, and see that this nation is thy people." And he said, "My faces shall go, and I will make thee to rest." And he said to him, "If thy faces go not, do not make us go up from hence. And in what shall it then become known that I have found grace in thine eyes, I and thy people? Is it not in thy going with us? And we shall be set apart, I and thy people, above all the people that are on the faces of the ground." And Yahuwah said to Moses, "I will do this word also that thou hast spoken, because thou hast found grace in my eyes, and I know thee by name." And he said, "Make me see, I pray, thy glory." And he said, "I will make all my good pass over thy faces, and will proclaim the name of Yahuwah before thee. And I will show grace to whom I will show grace, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." And he said, "Thou canst not see my faces, because a man shall not see me and live." And Yahuwah said, "Behold a place with me, and thou shalt stand up upon the rock. And it shall be when my glory passes by that I will set thee in the cleft of the rock and will shelter thee with my palm over thee until I have passed by. And I will remove the palm of my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, and my faces shall not be seen." And read further from the Apocalypse Explained in number 22 about what is meant by grace. This is an explanation of the words, "Grace be to thee and peace," which signifies the delight of truth and good. This is evident from the signification of grace as being the delight of truth, and from the signification of peace as being the delight of good, of innocence and love. Grace means the delight of truth because there are two things that proceed from the Lord, united in their origin, but separated with those who receive them. For there are those who receive more of the divine truth than of the divine good, and those who receive more of the divine good than of the divine truth. Those who receive more of the divine truth than the divine good are in the Lord's spiritual kingdom and are therefore called spiritual. But those who receive more of the divine good than the divine truth are in the Lord's celestial kingdom and are therefore called celestial. To those in the spiritual kingdom, it is granted by the Lord to be in the affection of truth for the sake of truth. And this divine is what is called grace. So far, therefore, as anyone is in that affection of truth, he is in the Lord's divine grace. Nor is there any other divine grace with man, spirit or angel, than to be affected by truth, because it is the truth, since in that affection there is heaven and blessedness from it. Whether we say the affection of truth or the delight of truth, it is the same, for there is no affection without delight. This is particular what is meant by grace in the Word in the Gospel of John. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And his fullness we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." It is said grace and truth because grace is the affection and the delight of truth. And in Luke, after the Lord had explained in the synagogue the prophecy of Isaiah respecting himself, that is, the divine truth, it is said, "All wondered at the words of grace proceeding out of his mouth." The divine truth that the Lord spoke are called words of grace proceeding out of his mouth because they are acceptable, grateful, and delightful. In general, divine grace is all that is given from the Lord, and as all that is so given has respect to faith and love, and faith is the affection of truth from good, this is meant in particular by divine grace. For to be gifted with faith and love, or with the affection of truth from good, is to be gifted with heaven, and thus with eternal blessedness. Here end our readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.